This recording, Philippines 14, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comagat Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Kama gets a cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Kama, Kama, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Manila, Philippines. I'm the second from the 7 siblings. I was sent to live with my aunt at age of 1 year in Bulan, Sorsogon, because my sister, the eldest sister, fell from the bunk bed. And my mom was also pregnant. My brother, which is my brother next to me, and all followed me. Then I was adopted by my aunt. So I grew up in Bicol. From 1 year old to 12 years old, I studied kindergarten and elementary. And so the first language I learned was the dialect of Bicol. And my native tongue has a Bicol accent by living in Bulan, Sorsogon. During my high school, my real parents requested for me to go back to Manila to study high school and Chinese. And because in Bulan, we don't have high school for Chinese school. So I studied also my college in Manila. So from high school, I was 13 years old to till 26 years old. So I graduated. I have 2 degrees, one a Bachelor of Science in MedTech and proceed to medicine. So I graduated in medicine at age of 26 years old. I got married at age 29 in the Philippines and moved to the U.S. at age of 30. My family and I live in Southern California for 25 years. The typical known for Bicol is pag Bicolana ka, mahilig ka sa maanghang na kaunon, which means if you're coming from Bicol, you like to eat spicy food. That's the known for Bicol. And the memories that I have when I grew up in Bicol is we have a very nice scenery, a tourist spot. We have so many beaches, lakes, and hot spring, and we have also two volcanoes, but we have the most perfect cone of volcano that is known to the world, and it's called Mayon Volcano, and it's located in Legazpi City, and this is part of Bicol region.